Hello, Internet. My name is Jonathan Cook.
And I'm Matt Noble.
And welcome back. Thank you for joining us for part two of our Emmys predictions and opinions. In this category, we're going to be doing the drama categories. Last time we did the comedy. Matt, are you excited to get into the drama shows?
I love a bit of drama in my television, not in my life.
Want my life as stress-free as possible, my shows as dramatic as possible.
Except my comedy shows that I like.
Which seem to be getting more dramatic year after year.
Slowly but surely, that best comedy series is becoming another best drama series category.
And disappointingly, the drama shows aren't getting any funnier.
Although I would say that the Emmys have done a really good job of at least making sure winners in that comedy category are funny shows. So if you look back at the past winners, it has been Veep, Modern Family, 30 Rock, The Office, Arrested Development, Everyone Loves Raymond. So all pretty, like, you might not find some of those shows particularly funny, but they're all pretty pure comedy.
They were trying to be funny.
Yeah, they're all having a good go, yeah.
All right, very good. Well, let's dive into the categories. I think we started the comedy with actress, so we can start the drama with actor.
Let's mix it up.
I'll read the nominees. We have Matthew Rhys, The Americans, Sterling K. Brown, This Is Us, Milo Ventimiglia, This Is Us, Jeffrey Wright, Westworld, Jason Bateman, Ozark, and Ed Harris, Westworld.
So we've got a couple of This Is Us, a couple of Westworld, and then a Ozark and American.
Yeah, this is a pretty condensed pool of shows to choose from. Could bode well for This Is Us or Westworld later on. We'll see. Let's dive into Westworld. I was a big fan of season one. Unfortunately, I'm a bit behind. Haven't finished season two yet. I particularly like Jeffrey Wright in season one. What did you think of him in season two, Matt?
Well, this is great that they've got nominated, because I think Jeffrey Wright and Ed Harris are my two favourite guys in the show. I think they're such good actors and their characters are so interesting. And Jeffrey Wright, I thought, was the standout in season two on the male side of things.
Very good. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Jeffrey Wright. I loved his twist in season one. I'm excited to finish season two and see how he does at the Emmys.
I think he's fantastic in season two. He's got a lot to do. He is very much, like, you can see why he's a lead this year and not a supporting. It really sort of, especially the season one, sort of his show, which is really cool. And he's just such a riveting character, and the sort of dual roles he sort of plays and stuff like that is just fascinating. And yeah, really, really good.
Very good. I think I would pick him over Ed Harris. I like Ed Harris too, but I think Jeffrey Wright has a bit more range. I feel like Ed Harris is a little bit more of a, you know, a one-tone character, which is not his fault, but that's just kind of the character that he's playing.
I like that, though. Like, I think that's, like, not necessarily worse acting. It's like there's so much going on. Like, when I see Ed Harris, I just see there's so much conflict going on within that character. And there's so many questions I have about him.
But I definitely
feel like he just doesn't have as much to do in season two. Like, I feel like it's just, yeah, and especially what happens at the end of season two, I really think Jeffrey Wright really comes into his eye.
Very cool. One of our favorite shows, Arrested Development, Jason Bateman, not in the comedy category, he's in the drama category here for Ozark. Matt, have you been watching Ozark?
I have watched Ozark, and actually, Jason Bateman has two nominations at the Emmys this year. The other one is for directing an episode of Ozark.
Ooh, very nice. Multi-talented, so, yeah, Jason Bateman.
Yeah, he's loving it. He's really got a finger in every pie, or whatever the saying is. So
yeah, watch out, writers. Jason Bateman's coming for your job next.
Yeah, so Jason Bateman, Ozark. I don't know if you know much about this show, Jonathan. It's about a guy who gets in a bit of trouble at work, and he needs to move his family to the Ozarks to launder $10 million worth of drug money.
There's as much coastline as the entire state of California.
You've seen the trailer.
I've actually seen the first two episodes, but that's pretty much...
Oh, sorry.
I felt like they said that like four times in the first episode. I'm like, I feel like that's a geographical fact they really want us to know. I wonder if that's going to be a key plot point later in the season.
Someone in the writer's room was really fascinated when they found that out. Yeah. Like, really? Are people interested in this?
Just a Michigan native that thinks California is overrated.
Yeah.
What did you think of Jason Bateman in a more dramatic role?
He's good. When this show first, like, when I saw the trailer for this show and even watched the first episode, I thought a bit like, okay, Breaking Bad light.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I do not think it has reached the brilliance of Breaking Bad, maybe one of the greatest drama series of all time. But by the end of it, I was sort of enjoying the ride and sort of felt like it was sort of in a different place. What I love is that Jason Bateman, this character that he plays, is very much a yes and. Like, he gets into these tricky situations and he always finds a way to talk his way out of them. He sort of... And just like...
Like Michael a linguistic Bluth, MacGyver.
Yeah. And like Michael Bluth, he just reacts to things in a most, like... He sort of looks surprised half the time.
Is it...
Sort of like a calm sort of surprise.
Do you think that he's basically playing Michael Bluth, but just placed in, like, a less comedic premise?
Possibly. Like, a less comedic premise where he gets his hands a lot more dirty than Michael Bluth.
He doesn't just leave to go to the University of Phoenix.
Yeah. Yes. And he's, like, he's got a real, like, there's a few moments where he gets really sort of angry and takes charge, which I guess is a little bit non-Michael Bluthy.
Hmm.
Bit less of a pushover than Michael Bluth.
Do you see him making any noise in the category?
No. But it's a weird category. You've got, like, some... There could be some split vote with the This Is Us guys or the Westworld guy. Like, you know, it's not clear-cut, this one.
Yeah, I only watched the first two episodes, and I kind of agree with your assessment of it being Breaking Bad light. But that's not entirely an insult. It's not super light. It's just a little bit light. And Breaking Bad's a good show.
Yeah.
All right, well, we mentioned we had a couple of nominees from This Is Us.
It's sort of like, oh, sorry, it's sort of like if someone was to say, like, I know who's, you're like, if they said to me, like, you look sort of like Ryan Gosling, I wouldn't be, like, offended by that.
Yeah, if you said you're a slightly
like,
lesser...
Wait a second, you're meant to think I'm better looking than Ryan Gosling, but...
If you said to me, you're a slightly less attractive version of Ryan Gosling, I'd be like, that's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, This Is Us. It's got two nominees, so it must be good, right? Right?
Yeah, I guess so. So Sterling K. Brown won last year. He's the front... I thought he was sort of probably the front runner to repeat again this year, though. I see a gold derby. Matthew Reese has moved up to the front spot. Milo Venting, really, whatever. There's a lot of talk about him because apparently... I'm not going to count this as a spoiler, but maybe it is. He dies this season of the show. And I didn't even watch the show, but there were so many ads about how he was going to die at some point this season, I assumed it happened.
Yes, yeah, it's interesting. Rather than saying, is this person going to die, it was more, how is this person going to die? And yeah. from the trailers, it looks like he's back in the new season through flashbacks. They're going to keep his character around, but do like a storyline in the past.
In the supporting race probably next year, you would imagine.
Yeah, although I don't know. He was the lead of the trailer, so maybe they're really putting a lot of eggs in this flashback basket.
Season three is set in 2003.
For him, everybody else is still in 2018, apparently. Yeah, I haven't really watched any of This Is Us. I've seen the trailers, and you need to chill with the trailers because they are way too dramatic. I don't even want to know what they try to do in the show when you're so actively, intentionally trying to make me cry in just a trailer. You need to stop. You need to stop with this sadness. You just lighten up. This Is Us. The world will be all right. The world. I don't know. I haven't watched it. It just seems like it's trying to manufacture my emotions, and I don't like it. I will not be toyed like that, NBC. So I don't really have an opinion on Sterling K. Brown or Milo Ventimiglia. So you're going to have to speak on behalf of Screen Verdict, Matt.
I haven't seen the show either, but I want to, because I want to have an informed opinion on this show, because I feel like my sentiments about the show are very similar to what you just said.
Yeah. I did like Sterling K. Brown on SNL.
I want to know whether I'm wrong on this, or at least be able to say that it's manipulative because I've seen it.
Yeah. I will say I'm open to being proven wrong, but I'm very, very confident.
Okay, so I'll try to check it out sometime before next year's Emmys. How does that sound?
I like it. We'll see. Let us know. If you're a fan of the show, please let us know. Facebook.com/Screen Verdict Podcast. Tell us why we're wrong. Tell us why you like the show, why we should check it out. And we'd love to hear from you.
My friend Liz likes it, and she doesn't think I would.
That's interesting. It's good to know, I guess, your taste. I mean, usually I recommend stuff because, like, you'll like it. It's a good show, but it's funny to think it's a good show, but you won't like it.
Yeah, this is great, but you'd hate it.
All right, very good. The last nominee, the final nominee in this category, Matthew Rhys, The Americans. Matt, I think you're a fan of this show. Am I correct?
I'm not up to date on it, but from what I've seen of The Americans, I like it. It's good.
I feel like The Americans is this show that is kind of like the little train that could. It's a show that people have constantly told me it's good, but not great. And then it's like, I'm not sure what they're up to. Is this maybe the fifth season? I feel like around season four or five, people have started to go, you know what? This show is really good, which is impressive to me because that's usually when shows start to drop off. You know, a premise, you know, making a good show or a great show is kind of lightning in a bottle. And often a show has a great premise. You kind of see it out and then it goes downhill. But The Americans, if anything, seems to have picked up steam. I feel like this show is more popular now than ever. So maybe it's time to get on board. I haven't watched it. Another one. Yeah. Let us know what you think. Because there's a lot of buzz around The Americans right now.
Yeah. So I think with The Americans, Matthew Rhys is very good. People are talking about him maybe winning because, like, it's the final season of the show, and sort of Kyle Chandler did that for the final season of Friday Night Lights, which is sort of a show that sort of came up sort of well at the Emmys just in its last season or two. I got really caught out by The Americans because when it started, people said it was good, so I watched it. And I didn't hear much about it for a bit, so I sort of fell off with it. And then, like, season three or four, so I was, like, saying the greatest show on TV. And I'm like, now I'm going to catch up on four seasons of this show. Why wasn't people saying it was the best show like 2 years ago? I would have made sure I watched a season a year.
Yeah, that's not enough of those billboards, I guess. You got to invest in that. That's a callback. Just in case you didn't watch part one of listen to part one of the podcast. Billboards, very key in the Emmy race.
So they said, by the way, my current TV obsession is This Is Us. I replied, never seen it. Doesn't seem like the kind I like. And they replied, it's not.
Well, is it the kind that the Academy will like? Matt, who are you predicting to win this category?
I was predicting Sterling K. Brown, and yeah, what the heck? Let's just stick with that. I attempted a change with Matthew Rhys for the final season of The Americans. But I think maybe Sterling K. Brown will win again. The Emmys like a good repeat winner.
They do. And who would you vote for?
I'd vote for Jeffrey Wright for Westworld.
Yeah, me too. I'm a big fan of Jeffrey Wright. He would get my vote. I agree, Sterling K. Brown and Matthew Rhys. I think because it's the last season of The Americans, I feel like Matthew Rhys could get it. So I'm gonna go with him over Sterling K.
This could be the hill that one of us wins or loses on, because the first category was pretty different. So
go The Americans. I love The Americans. Always have. Matthew Rhys for the win.
Drama actress.
Give us the nominees,
Matt. Elizabeth Moss, The Handmaid's Tale. What, sorry?
You're ahead of me. I was just saying, give us the nominees, Matt. And I cut you off from giving us the nominees. Sorry. What a disaster.
Oh, man. Elizabeth Moss, The Handmaid's Tale. Claire Foy, The Crown. Sandra Oh, Killing.
No. Let me just stop you there, Matt. The connection was not good while you...
Elizabeth Moss, The Handmaid's Tale. Claire Foy, The Crown. Sandra Oh, Killing Eve. Kerry Russell, The Americans. Tatiana Maslany, Orphan Black. And Evan Rachel Wood, Westworld.
All right. Very good. Well, we talked about Westworld. We liked some of the nominees there. What did you think of Evan Rachel Wood in season 2?
What, sorry? You cut out.
What was your opinion on Evan Rachel Wood in season 2?
Great. She's fantastic. She's so good in that show. She was... I think that character of Dolores is such an interesting character. She's bleeding her brain in... That all play out. I loved. So she's great.
Wow.
I thought Emma Rachel Wood had a great season 2. I loved her in season 1. I think Dolores finding sentience and leading a revolution, giving a voice to people who hadn't had a voice before, and exploring freedom was really exciting, and but also like there was a dark side to it as well. I think what she brings to that role with sort of this real, like, I don't know, there's like a real innocence that her character has, or at least had last season, and then this seems like it's that innocence lost, and that's really cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed her in season 1. I actually preferred Tandy Newton's performance in season 1. I found her storyline more engaging. I found she had the more memorable scenes. But it seems like they've given a lot for Evan Rachel Wood to do in season 2. So
yep.
I'm still catching up, but I like what I've seen so far. We also have, let me see, Talked about Matthew Rhys in the Americans. What did you think of Kerry Russell in the Americans?
She's just as good, like, if not a bit better. Like they're both so good in that show. Like, I think Kerry Russell's such a great actress. She's so good in that show. And, like, you know, also, yeah, like, the Americans, these they're playing Russian spies, and that's sort of quite relevant these days. So that's, yeah, good.
Interesting. Orphan Black is a show I've never heard anybody talk about ever, except for at the Emmys, where Tatiana Maslany seems to keep getting nominated. So she likes her.
She won 2 years ago.
Yeah, I've literally, no one I know watches Orphan Black, so.
Oh, I've seen some of it.
Yeah, is the Emmy's fascination with Tatiana Maslany deserved?
Yeah, she's great.
Do you think?
I love her.
Does she have a chance to repeat?
Look, not many people were predicting her when she won 2 years ago. So far be it for anyone to say that she has no chance to repeat. There are people saying she had no chance to win last time she won. And look, this is a bit of a interesting race. It's a bit of a split field. A lot of people weren't even predicting her to get nominated this year, and she got nominated. So I think she's got a chance of winning. She's not at the top of the pack, but she's in with a shot. Do you know what Orphan Black's about, Jonathan?
No, couldn't tell you anything about it.
Okay, I'll fill you in. It's a show about, there's this girl who, I'm trying to remember like how it starts. Anyway, someone gets killed and it's someone who looks exactly like her, right? And she realizes, she discovers that she's actually being cloned. And there are, like, different versions of her all around the world.
Whoa.
And there's some company or organization that's running all this. Don't worry about spoilers for this, guys, because I'm probably wrong about half of this stuff. And it's like, she meets up with the people that are her clones. So she actually plays, like, six different characters.
That's pretty meaty, meaty role for an actress.
Yeah, so she's the timid housewife. She's the lesbian nerd scientist. She's the streetwise badass. She's the, and then there's this weird one that's sort of like an angel that has that like head shaved and things like that. It's really cool. She's so good. She's a real, like, I can see people, like, saying, oh, maybe the writing's not good, which I think it is, but, like, it's probably not the best show ever, but her performance is so good in it.
All right. Well, interesting. Could be a dark horse. Someone that's new to the category, or at least for this show, Sandra Oh in Killing Eve. There's been a bit of buzz about season one of this show. Matt, have you gotten into it?
Yes, it's great. I watched it with my family.
Very good. And what do you think of Sandra Oh?
She's really good at it, but there's another girl in it, and I think she's even better.
What's their name? It makes it look like the sort of two main. There's the blonde lady and her. That makes it look like who are the lead characters, right?
Yeah. The her name is. Jodie Comer.
Do you think she got snubbed? Is she just as good as Sandra Oh?
She is just as good as Sandra Oh. They should have both got nominated.
Ooh, interesting.
But Sandra Oh is very good too, and it's about, she's a police, I don't know, who works for MI6 or police or something. I don't know. She works for the British helping catch bad guys people. and there's this assassin that she tries to hunt down, and she just becomes more fascinated in the assassin as the series goes on.
Cool. Do you think she has a chance?
I think she does. I think there's a lot of buzz. The show came out at the right time. Sandra is incredibly overdue. She got nominated so many times for Grey's Anatomy in one. So,
yeah, it could be a sort of a cumulative effect there.
Yeah.
All right, so that leaves our last two nominees, Elizabeth Moss, The Handmaid's Tale, and Claire Foy, The Crown. I've watched quite a bit of The Crown, and when I watch it, I think, this is good. And then when I'm not watching it, or I'm deciding what to watch, I think, do I really want to spend another 50 minutes watching The Crown? It's kind of like, it's a slog, but it's a good slog, but still a slog.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing about The Crown is Claire Foy. I think she's absolutely fantastic.
She's so good in the show. And I think in season two she was even better than she was in season one.
It's an interesting sort of progression because she's kind of thrown into this kind of like unexpected kind of position of fame and power and kind of seeing her like embrace that and how that changes her over time. I think she portrays that so deftly and fabulously, and I think she's incredibly talented and has a great chance to win this category. Matt, are you leaning towards Claire Foy or Elizabeth Moss?
Yes. You cut out for a bit, but I'm assuming what you said was good. Claire Foy, you know this is Claire Foy's last chance to win this for The Crown.
Yes, the show is continuing, but I believe it's doing sort of a time jump and someone else is going to play the Queen.
They're recasting the whole show.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be played by someone new.
Yeah, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see how that changes the show. So only two seasons into it, but yeah, it's the Emmy's last chance to reward Claire Foy for this role.
And I think the plan is that every 2 years they're going to reset the cast.
Interesting.
So that they can eventually have Helen Mirren play the Queen. Who won the Oscar for playing the Queen in Peter Morgan's movie The Queen, who is the creator of The Crown.
Ah, very interesting. I like it. They've got a plan. Like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, there's a long-term plan.
There's British royal family, yeah, the British monarchy universe.
I like it. And Elizabeth Moss, The Handmaid's Tale.
She won last year.
What are her odds to do it again?
Good. She's the front runner. Repeat with a very meaty role in a show that's a front runner to win Best Drama Series. So she's looking good. But I think Claire Foy is in a stronger position than she was last year. I think Sandra Oh poses a legitimate threat. Kerry Russell is in her last season in the Americas. And Tatiana Maslany, one last time she was here. We have sort of two defending champs going head-to-head.
Yeah, very interesting. My vote would be for Claire Foy, and I'm going to predict Claire Foy.
I don't even know who I'm predicting yet. And I don't even know who I'd vote for. I'd be really torn between Claire Foy, Tatiana Maslany, and Evan Rachel Wood. I think they're all just so good. I'm going to say I'd vote for Evan Rachel Wood.
Evan Rachel Wood.
Claire Foy is so good, though.
And you've locked it in.
I'd really struggle with the ballot if I was a voter here.
And who are you predicting?
Who I'm predicting? So I'll say Evan Rachel Wood. And I think I'll predict Claire Foy or Sandra. I'm going to predict an upset here. Why not? Foy or Sandra Oh? I'll go Sandra Oh. I'll go differently. I might end up landing with something different in my Gold Derby predictions, but I'll say Sandra Oh.
Oh, very interesting. Could be. That's definitely one of the tighter categories. We definitely want to watch come Monday. All right. That brings us to our final category, drama series. Matt, can you give us the nominees?
The Handmaid's Tale, Game of Thrones, The Americans, This Is Us, The Crown, Stranger Things, and Westworld.
All right. Well, very good. We've touched on a number of these. A couple that we haven't mentioned are Game of Thrones and Stranger Things.
Oh, yes.
Game of Thrones. I'm just going to... Peter Dinklage was snubbed. I don't think this was even his a particularly good season for Peter Dinklage, but he's just that good.
I think he was nominated.
Oh, is he nominated as supporting?
Yeah, he's in supporting.
Oh, yeah. I kind of view him as a lead, because he's just that good.
Yeah. Jon Snow submitted himself for lead and did not get nominated.
No, that does make sense. Well, there you go. Good on you, Peter Dinklage. Game of Thrones. I really enjoyed this season. I was a bit behind. Didn't have access to HBO. Now we have HBO. Loving it. Loving life. Caught up on Game of Thrones. And, yeah, it's really amazing because I always really enjoyed Game of Thrones, but it was never quite my favorite show. And then I believe it was at season 5, the one where... And I'm going to put up air quotes here. Jon Snow dies at the end of it.
Yeah.
I really didn't enjoy that season. I thought, oh, no. Game of Thrones has gone downhill for me. Usually it's a slow burn with a big bang at the end. And then I thought that season was a slow burn with a totally lame ending. And I thought, Game of Thrones has gone off. But I decided to watch season 6. Loved it. I thought season 6 was the best season of Game of Thrones. Took me a while.
You got it. Took me that ESPY Awards.
Yeah. And then season 7 took me a while to get round to it. But I loved it. I don't think it was quite as good as season 6, but it was close. I thought it was a really strong season. Thought it moved quickly. I thought something interesting happened every episode. Without getting into too many spoilers, we finally got to see the dragons in some big action. We had some good twists with Jon Snow. Things are really starting to happen in terms of the armies making their plays for King's Landing. I loved it. Definitely one of the best seasons of Game of Thrones. Happy to see it nominated.
I liked it. I was a little underwhelmed. I think individually the episodes are quite good. I quite liked sort of like this, the stuff with the dragons, really good stuff like that. I didn't really like where the season ended. I think the end was a bit of a fizz, and I just feel like the way one of the big groups... I feel like Game of Thrones, I feel like, used to be a show that would shock you. Stuff would come out of left field. And now I sort of feel like you can see a lot of the stuff coming. And there's these big reveals that you sort of can see coming a mile away, and they telegraph too, obviously, and things like that. I just feel like it's become a bit of a safe show.
Well, one of my favorite characters died in the final episode, so that was a bit of a surprise. I feel like
when's the last time a major character's died? Like someone from the main cast? Been a while.
I don't know. I'd say they're as big as like a...
Yeah, maybe. Okay, anyway. I don't think I was as wrapped in Game of Thrones season as you, but it was a very good season. I did really like it.
Yeah, I mean, you might have saw...
It was probably the season final that was the episode that left the maybe not great taste in my mouth.
You might have seen that coming, but I feel like as the second last season, I wasn't really expecting that punch. I was kind of expecting it to set up the last season.
Okay.
But yeah, I see what you're saying.
We'll have to do a Game of Thrones podcast at some point, and we can really break down all these plays and moves.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a season 8 preview.
Yeah, because we do need to hash this out.
The other show I mentioned was Stranger Things. We did a podcast on Stranger Things. Go listen to it; it's fantastic. Podcast that is. Season 2 of Stranger Things, also pretty good. Happy to see it here. I think you liked it as much as Season 1. I liked it almost as much as Season 1.
I think I liked it maybe a little more than Season 1. Nope. You liked it a little less than Season 1. But it was in the ballpark.
Yeah, both seasons, very good either way. Does it have a chance here in the drama series at the Emmys?
It looks like it doesn't. It's just with Game of Thrones and The Handmaid's Tale, two past winners with quite a lot of nominations under their belt going head-to-head. It's just, I think, Stranger Things is going to be lost in the shuffle. It didn't do as well at the Creative Arts as it did last week, as it did last year either. So it's looking like it'll probably be drawing dead.
Interesting. Let's see. So what are some shows, we're ruling Stranger Things out. What are some other shows that you think are less likely to win? I feel like Westworld season 2 was not as received as well as season 1. Is that fair to say?
I think it's probably fair to say, and I think with Game of Thrones returning, that'll be the HBO show that wins if HBO, you know. So I think, like, again, Stranger Things and Westworld, I think very deserving of the nominations, but I just think when we're looking at the winners, I do really feel like this is probably a race that's more crystallised to your two front runners, and maybe we're looking at maybe one potential spoiler.
Or maybe two. Let's see. This Is Us has done very well in the mainstream, and some of the actors have been recognised, but is there any chance the show gets recognised here as well?
I don't think so. I think This Is Us is going to be where you might see actors get recognised. It's great acting showcases, but as a series, I think it's going to struggle, and it's maybe the more critically hailed fare. Actually got, though, full disclosure, NBC actually mailed me something in the lead up to the Emmys with this letter on it saying, "Hi there. Just wanted to draw your attention to this special edition of People magazine dedicated to NBC's Emmy Award-nominated hit series, This Is Us. The issue is a great retrospective on the first two seasons of the series, pivotal episodes, memorable scenes, cast interviews, as well as a sneak peek of what to expect for Season 3, which begins Tuesday, September 20th. Oh, I won't read now, but please enjoy this issue and let us know if we can answer any questions for you about the series. Best, Chip Sullivan and Natalia Desarolos," or whatever. I think they're the creators.
There you go. Well, it doesn't seem to have swayed your opinion. that heartfelt, personalised letter that you received fell on deaf ears, as you are not predicting it to win drama series.
Yeah. Which looks like it's in handwriting, but it might be just a font that looks like hand. Oh, I don't, it's hard to tell. Like, there's even letters where, like the cross on the T is a bit lighter, like, than the rest of the letter. Like, it really, they've done a good job on it.
Maybe that's inbuilt into the font.
Yeah.
It's like, it's in the code, like, every third T is different.
I was a bit, when I got this This Is Us thing and, like, there's a magazine, I'm like, oh, no DVDs, no links to watch the episodes online or anything. It's just a magazine.
Yeah, you know the Emmys, the awards each year for the best magazines. And the award for best magazine article on a network drama show goes to,
because they did mail me a free magazine from overseas. Like, that was like, okay.
So we're not predicting This Is Us. The Crown. The Crown, I kind of feel, is the same. It could do some well in some of the technical categories. The acting, I'm not predicting it to win overall.
Some people think there might be a bit of heat on The Crown now because it won 3 of the technical awards, the Creative Arts Awards last week, which is a bit more than some were expecting. So they're sort of like, oh, maybe it is a bit of a player. I wouldn't read too much into that, but that has, for some people, made them move it up a bit because it won Best Casting last week. It beat The Handmaid's Tale and stuff for the casting awards. So people, and that's sometimes seen as a bit of a bellwether category. So that's why some people have it sort of a bit higher. But I'm not sure. I think there's plenty of shows that have won Best Casting that have not won Best Drama Series as well.
I see. Well, could be a dark horse. We're not predicting it just yet. that leaves us with The Handmaid's Tale, Game of Thrones, The Americans. The last season of The Americans, the second last season of Game of Thrones, and the second season of The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, I think The Americans is again in your dark horse slot. It's the final season. There is a lot of, like, some people do really love that show, and if people, like, go, oh, we want to give it for the last season, like, maybe it wins. But I think this is really Handmaid's Tale and Game of Thrones. There's a little bit of a gap between them and the film.
So, yeah, The Americans perhaps an outside chance. You're thinking The Handmaid's Tale and Game of Thrones are the two favourites. Matt, what do you think of The Handmaid's Tale? How have people reacted to Season 2?
I think people liked it. I think the ending of Season 2, some people got quite upset with. So I think, like, if anything's going to take away from Handmaid's Tale, maybe some people didn't love how Season 2 finished.
I feel like there's less buzz around The Handmaid's Tale in Season 2. I feel like people still talk about it, but it was definitely the show in Season 1 last year, and I feel like that hasn't carried through. I haven't heard anyone say to me, oh, you watched Season 1, but you gotta see what happens in Season 2. No one said that to me.
Yeah, I think Season 1 was better. I didn't particularly like Season 2 as much as The Handmaid's Tale. But that being said, yeah, I think people, like, I think the Academy might still want to vote for it.
Yeah, could be. It comes down to our predictions, is what the Academy thinks. Game of Thrones, it was kind of a fan, sort of a hit with the fans for a while, but it kind of took the Academy a while to come around to it, because it is historically isn't really an Academy-friendly show. Which season did it win for?
Fifth.
Yeah, it won for its worst season. That makes no sense to me.
And then it won for its sixth the year after.
It won for fifth, it won for sixth, and then did they take last year off?
Yeah, they then took last year off.
Yeah. So you could...
We've got two shows that have won on their last time in this category. We've got two defending champions squaring off.
Yeah, I was going to say, both of them probably think of themselves as the title holder. The Handmaid's Tale won last year, but the Game of Thrones won the 2 years before that and wasn't eligible last year. I'm going with Game of Thrones. I think it's one of the best seasons of Game of Thrones. I think... If Season 5 of Game of Thrones can win, surely Season 7 of Game of Thrones can win.
and you know that Game of Thrones won 7 Emmys at the Creative Arts last weekend.
It's a monster. It's an unstoppable beast. It's an undead dragon.
Yeah. I think it will get stopped, and I think The Handmaid's Tale will win.
Ooh, okay, so Matt's predicting Handmaid's Tale, predicting Game of Thrones. I would vote for Game of Thrones, just to double check. What would you vote for, Matt?
I would vote for Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
I think that had the best season of all those shows. Which is why I would vote for it.
I thought it had the second best season, but I just like the name Stranger Things.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very good. That's our final category. Thanks a lot for listening to our Emmys podcast. This was part two, the drama categories. Let us know whether you agree or disagree with our opinions, what you think should win, what you're predicting will win. Hit us up, facebook.com/screenverdictpodcast. I'm excited to see the results. Matt, will you be watching?
The Emmys?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
All right. I'll,
and you know what we need to do, Jonathan?
What's that?
In the past couple of weeks, there has been the MTV Video Music Awards.
Oh, one of our favourite yearly podcasts.
We need to review the 5 music videos. Now, I haven't looked at who won. I haven't looked at who the nominees even are. So I'm completely unspoiled on everything to do with them.
Yes, me too.
I know is that they happened and we missed them. That's all I know about them.
As non-topical as they may be, you'll still get a completely 100% fresh take on it.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
Very good. Straight. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll catch you next week.